Hey, I don't mean to be bothered or waste your time. I just thought since you're here, if you want it. Oh boy, here I go. To talk about something? It's not life-changing, but a lot of people struggle with it, and maybe you do too. I am not so good as a people person. You look great today. Just say what I think. Anyway, let's have a talk. Okay? It's not like you've been doing something wrong and this is a lecture. Something to think about if you're feeling frustrated or worse. Some people start out with art or music or writing, unsure of what they want to do with it. Others expect the world from themselves. We have this way of expecting a lot from ourselves. Maybe you want money. Maybe you want fame or to be recognized. Maybe you still don't know what you want at all, but you just set this little bar in your head at a point you want to reach. Oh my god, look, there it is, oh boy. This right here, this is your standards, your goal, your agenda, your destination. It goes as high or as low as you want it to. I'm glad you're here because I want you to ignore this bar for just a moment. I know we want to prove something. Maybe to yourself, maybe to others. This is your life, love. It's alright to have guidance and direction. A place you want to find, or that certain feeling you have been waiting your whole life for so far. That's not your part, though. You don't have to prove anything to anyone, no matter what they say or think about you, because I want you to think about you. Right now. That's why we set bars. They are beacons. Because we grow. But when we make them our destinations... my goodness. Well, you see, this is what happens. We romanticize reaching the top. We make ourselves struggle and create this build-up that when we reach this bar, every problem, every doubt, everything wrong or troubling in our lives will go away. When we finally get there, it's then one day that you wake up and you find it happened. The most quiet thing in the world. The build-up was everything. You don't know what to do with yourself. You're there, you did it. People say you're the greatest, you're making all this money. But are you satisfied? A curious thing begins when it happens. You feel distress. You wanted validation and you get it. But it's not enough. It's never enough. You feel uncertain, unsure of yourself. But you hold on for dear life to this intangible source. Trying so desperately to be told you did so good, and the more they say it, the less you feel certain of everything anymore. Love, it's okay to want things. It's okay to want praise and be encouraged. It's wonderful to want a career, but it can't be just that. It can't be just them or this or that. It's scary. We work so hard. We try so hard, then we don't want to let go, no matter how much it's hurting us. Because deep down inside, we believe we need to suffer to be happy in the end, to have dramatic moments and struggles and a happy ending. And the only way we will get that is by anything else, anyone else, but ourselves. And we are afraid that if we let go, for even a moment, we'll fall and no one will catch us. Just falling forever. But I want you to let go. I want you to know that you don't have to fall. That you don't need to cry out in fear or relief for a second that you are weak for doing that, because you are only ever going higher. Every day you're rising. It's alright to have goals. It's okay to push yourself. But true happiness and validation begins with you. I want you to care what you have to say. To want what you want. To not feel selfish for believing you can be happy with you. Trust yourself. Believe in yourself. And you will see what I've seen in you all along. There are no limits for you, no matter what anyone might say. You are always flying in my eyes, even if you don't see it in yourself. So, be kind to you. Have a go, but don't ever let it be just the end. Let it be the first of many, and let it be only ever for you. I know you can do it, love. I know you can fly.